Okay, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Yes, that's right. Now, I am having Thanksgiving dinner at the house of someone everybody on the planet knows, and I'm excited to go there again, but I got to bring the black macaroni and cheese. Yes, I got to take the black macaroni and cheese. Because, see, here in L.A., I don't know who taught everybody. I don't know what it is. As a matter of fact, I'm going to bring the black macaroni and cheese. That's right. It's orange, but it's black people made it. Okay? Black people that grew up where black people live. So I got to bring the black macaroni and cheese. I got to bring the black dressing. And it's called dressing. We don't eat stuffing. I don't even know what. Stuffed by what? What is it stuffed by? Where did the stuffing go? No, it's called dressing where I come from. So if you are getting ready. Now, here's the problem. You know, in Chicago, sometimes we get hit with the news that there's going to be a big storm. And everybody goes and, you know, they pack up everything and go to the store and you stock up on soup and because you don't know when you're going to come out. I remember many, many times like that in Chicago. Well, I'm in L.A. and they're doing that because it's raining. It's raining, y'all. And everybody's staying in the house. People started talking about it yesterday. You know it's going to rain tomorrow. Hello. Rain is good. But as the song goes, it never rains in Southern California. So when it rains, it is a big deal. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. And we are creating millionaires one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time, and yes, one family at a time. And that means you. It is the season of the harvest. And I see people are starting to get the Black Friday blues. Yes, they are. They're getting the Black Friday blues because we talking about Green Friday. People are ready to start go out and start spending now. Now, here's a couple of things I don't want you to do. Do not go and get in the Black Friday line tonight. Don't do it. It's only Wednesday. It's Wednesday. You got a whole lot of time. You got to go to your cousin's house. You got to go get sweet potato pie. There's a whole lot of things you got to do before you go stand in line. You know, when I was a kid, we talked about Black Friday, and it actually started on that day. But now, Black Friday, it's called Black November. That's what it's called because people have been talking about it, planning for it, and getting all of their stuff for the entire month of November. I saw that yesterday, and I thought it was cute. But I'm going to talk to you today about some start over tips. I'm going to give you some things that you can do to start over because it is the holiday season. It is the time to have joy. It is the time to have peace. And sometimes your peace gets compromised by the things that you want. I saw a text message yesterday from one young lady to someone else. And this young lady was talking about how everything is just going wrong in her life. Everything is going wrong. She's suffering from anxiety and depression. She's taking medication and young person in her 20s. And she didn't ask for the money, but she said, you know, and if I had $300, she talked about all the things that the $300 would do. So the person that she sent the text to showed me the phone and said, what should I say? I said, ask her, does she follow Lynn Richardson? That's what you do. So she texts the girl, do you follow Lynn Richardson? She says, yes. And that was all she said. Because here's the deal. If you follow and if you are running around asking people for $300 and you're stressed out and you can't sleep and they're coming to get this and they're coming to get that and you're trying to pay for this and you're trying to pay for that. Now, I know this young lady. Go live with your mama. That's what you need to do. Let go of all of that stuff that you're trying to hold on to and go live with your mama. You got a nice mama. And even if she ain't nice, she got somewhere to live and they're not threatening to throw her out. So I want you to get some peace this holiday season. And I want you to let go of things that no longer serve you. Let go of things that no longer serve you. Let go of people who no longer serve you. Let go of material things that no longer serve you. Let go of thoughts that no longer serve you. You know, you get to choose what you think. Let me repeat. You get to choose what you think. That means you get to choose how you feel. You get to choose if you feel happy about something. You get to choose if you feel sad. You get to choose if you are glad. You get to choose if you're mad. You get to choose if you don't care. So we're going to let go of all of the things that are holding you back this holiday season. Somebody somewhere right now is not happy because they don't feel like they have enough money to do what they normally do for the holiday. It's okay. It's okay. You are not the savior of the world. You may have pretended like you were, and everybody may have treated you as such. But the truth is, if you don't have it this year, it's okay. I'm getting email after email after email from people who are depressed because they're realizing they can't buy their kids this. They're depressed because they realize that they can't buy that. I don't ever remember hearing of any adult. I never remember any adult saying that they were upset with their parents because they didn't get a Barbie doll when they were six. I just don't remember. Now, I remember, and I can put my fingers on a whole lot of other things the kids get upset about. They get upset about instability. They get upset about you not being present. Present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, like there, around, and available. You know, they get upset by many things, but they don't get upset because they don't have enough toys or enough gifts. So we want to give that up. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We have a familiar voice coming on to talk to us about letting go and starting over. None other than attorney Deidre Wood Stokes, who's going to give us the real deal and some ABCs about bankruptcy. That's right. That's a way to let go and start over and get some stress off of you, too. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. But today we are talking about letting go of things that don't serve you, letting go of people who irritate you, letting go of thoughts that do not help you get where you're trying to be, and letting go of habits that are not creating the kind of life that you envision for yourself. And one of the ways to let go is to consider bankruptcy. And, of course, we have attorney Deidre Wood Stokes coming up in the later in the show, and she's going to break it down because people still have questions. People are still confused. People still don't know if they should do it. People are not – they're dealing with a lot of myths about bankruptcy. People are struggling. And let me tell you something, you don't have to struggle. It doesn't have to be. I had dinner last night with one of the agents. He's one of the top agents here in Hollywood, and he represents a lot of people. I mean, everybody from Tammy Roman and MC Light and Candy Burris to, you know, so many people he represents. And he was telling us about one of the people, you know, that we work with in the business. And they owe $200,000 in taxes. This is just off of their last tax bill. And it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. And the person doesn't keep any receipts. It's definitely, you know, operating a home-based business as an entertainer. When you're an entertainer, you work for yourself. You don't work for anybody. Now, many of them have their own corporations or LLCs. But everybody needs a home-based business, even Michael Jackson. Now, he's not here anymore, but my point is when he was here, he should have had a home-based business too. Everybody needs a home-based business. Everybody can have a home-based business. Did you know when you have a home-based business, you get to write off the portion of your home that you use exclusively for business? So if you have an office in your home and it is 25% of the space in your house or maybe a couple of offices, for me, everybody's gone except Sydney, and the whole house is business. Everything here is business. We are not here for personal reasons. We sleep in our beds, and that's the only thing that is personal. But everything else is business. The living room is business. The dining room is business. The loft upstairs is business. Everything is business. So when you have a home-based business, let's just say your rent is $2,000 a month. Well, if half of the space is used for business, then you get to write off $1,000 per month. That's right. Not just your rent, but also your utilities, your light bill, your gas bill, water. Why do we have to buy water? That's a whole nother story. You know, doesn't it come out the sky for free? That's like buying air. But that's a whole nother story. The point is, when you have a home-based business, you can do those things. So it doesn't have to be. There is another way. And as we're talking about letting go, there is another way. It's called bankruptcy. Now, let me just state for the record, I am not telling everybody to go and file bankruptcy. But if you need it, use it. It's available. It's legal. It's ethical. It's moral. There's nothing wrong with it. You're not going to hell. I just had to say that because everybody want to pretend like you're going to go to. No, you're not. There are people running around killing people. Okay. You are not going to hell for filing bankruptcy. I'm going to tell you that right now. There are people killing people, and still what they say is people can still be forgiven. So it is not a crime. It's not the worst thing you can do to yourself. As a matter of fact, the worst thing you could do to yourself is to keep ignoring your own problems. The worst thing you could do to yourself is to keep ignoring your own situation. The stuff that you got yourself in, to keep ignoring that really is the worst thing that you could do. And I know that it feels like you can't face it, but you can, and you will, and you will live. So I have a few signs that should let you know if you need to file bankruptcy. If you have to hide your car in your cousin Pookie's garage, you probably need to go file bankruptcy, you know, and get your car back. If you have to hide the car, and it was so funny because during my time on the Steve Harvey show, and I counseled many couples, you know, and even a single mom on the show once about bankruptcy. And in each of those instances, someone had gotten their car repossessed. And, you know, Steve Harvey says you are not supposed to get your car repossessed. He played the game of hide and seek for, what did he say, 5 years or a year? That's too much stress. That is way too much stress. That is way too much looking over your shoulder. So if you cannot afford it, if they coming to get it, let them get it. That's what I tell people. If you can't pay for it, let them take it. There is something else on the other side for you. And Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes is going to tell us about some things that could help you. While you're trying to hold on to something that you can't afford, you can go exercise your rights and make a decision and potentially keep it and then some, but you have to get in the know. Here's another sign that you need to file bankruptcy. If the bill collectors from 1776 are calling you, it's 2019, but you got bill collectors from 1776 popping up out of nowhere, calling you, and you thought they forgot about the bill. They didn't forget. They died, but they passed that on down from generation to generation to generation. They create generational wealth, and now they're calling you. And you don't know what you're trying to figure out who they are. You know who they are. You just forgot. You might need to consider filing bankruptcy. Now, all of this has happened to me, so I'm not talking about nobody. I am the one who is in it. But we're going to talk about bankruptcy, the ABCs. But right now, we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Miss Jennifer. I was about to call you Jennifer Hudson, girl. It's definitely Thanksgiving time with Jennifer Harris. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Harris. It's WVON. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And in order to get your million and keep it, you might have to reorganize. That's what they call it. Bankruptcy reorganization and business succession planning is really what it's called, in order to keep your stuff. We're talking about letting some things go, but in order to keep some of your stuff, you may need to consider bankruptcy as a tool to preserve your wealth. So without further ado, we certainly welcome back to the Millionaires Roundtable a very familiar voice, probably just as familiar as mine. Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes has developed a reputation as a leader and wealth advisor. She has earned the name Wealth Counselor because of her sound legal advice to clients in the area of estate planning, probate, real estate, bankruptcy reorganization, and business succession planning. Without further ado, welcome, Deidre. Are you here on the roundtable with us?
Yes, I am here. Good afternoon. How are you, Lynn?
Oh, my goodness. I am getting ready for Thanksgiving. And, you know, when it snows in Chicago, it becomes a big deal and people start reorganizing things and figuring out, you know, if it's going to be a big snowstorm, you got to stock up on a few things so you don't have to go outside the house. Well, here in L.A., we do that when it's raining. So it's raining here. So everybody's staying in. Nobody's going anywhere because of the rain.
That is hilarious.
And I have officially become Californiaized because I act like I don't have no sense either. I'm just as messed up as everybody else. And so is Sydney. We all messed up. We just messed up because of the rain, because it never rains in Southern California. But we are certainly grateful. This is the season of the harvest. And, you know, I will be at the Black Girls Making Millions Academy event next week in Miami. And one of the things that we're doing is we are taking 20 black female business owners who really want to go to the next level. Mahisha Dellinger, she has a global hair care products company that she basically just started herself and eventually grew it. And she's in Target all over the country. She's in Walgreens. And she is teaching black women how to build great businesses. And one of the things we're doing, Deidre, is giving people a vision. And a part of the vision to get where you're trying to go may require that you consider bankruptcy. So I know that you are the guru of this. I still get questions every single day. I get questions about bankruptcy. I lead them right to your blog on at LynnMillionaire.com. But if you would be so kind, can you, this is the biggest question that I get. Is it simply better to work out a repayment plan as opposed to filing bankruptcy? Because people get all kind of things in the mail. Somebody tells them they can consolidate their bills. They're going to try to work out a payment plan. Is that better than filing bankruptcy?
So, Lynn, you know, it's a convoluted answer, but I'm going to make it simple. because everybody, you know, everybody's financial situation is totally different. So first, I always tell people, get legal advice about your situation. Don't listen to your friends, because people leave out, you know, relevant information that is key in making that decision, whereas the outcome could be different for you. So that's number one. But number two, you have to be careful with debt consolidation companies. One of the reasons is because what they do is they contact your creditors, they change the mailing address for all of your bills basically to them. So you are out of the communication as to what's really going on. And then they start negotiating. So if that company drops the ball, you're not even aware of it. You're thinking no news is good news. I'm paying the debt consolidation company. They've restructured whatever. But when it comes to your credit, what it sometimes will just say is settle, or if they don't satisfy that payment arrangement, you're now left to pick up the, you know, the balls that are dropped, and you don't have any control. So it's like you're in a black hole, not really knowing what's going on, because you've given all, you relinquished all your authority and all your control over to the debt consolidation company. And there, of course, what's in there is them making you some money in respect to that, but your credit still says that those various accounts are settled. The difference is, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go on.
If you file bankruptcy, what happens is immediately all those creditors are notified. You receive all communications just like your attorney receives. You receive everything in the mail. You know what's going on. You also immediately, they must stop reporting on your credit. And so what happens is that the ceasing of no longer reporting is what also assists you in rebuilding. So there's no more reporting on there. That trade line goes to zero. And now, depending on what type of bankruptcy you're in, what you're doing is just reported to the trustee, or you're basically participating in the entire process as opposed to not knowing what's happening.
Wow. So you really have more legal protection. You have more credit protection. You just have more protection all the way around. Yeah, I have never, you know, and I know that there's one big national debt consolidation company that's out there. And, you know, I've seen even celebrities and, you know, other influential people, you know, say that the company is good, and financial experts that have been on major national, you know, television. And I've never seen a value in any of the debt consolidation companies. I just feel like if you're at that place where you have to consolidate all of your debt and you need someone to take over those bills, that you should probably put it in the hands of a trustee.
Absolutely. And then, Lynn, you know, in addition to that, you're paying the company a fee. It's usually a percentage of the debt that they're negotiating. At least when you file bankruptcy, you know what you're going to come out of the pocket with. Your fee is your fee. We're regulated by the courts. We can only charge so much. And so, therefore, once you pay that, and it also gives the law for us to accept additional payments while you're in a, like a Chapter 13. So, and we have to disclose all that. As you said, you've got the law on your side. You got the trustee on your side. You're pretty much well aware of everything. But unfortunately, we got to get past the stigma in the streets about bankruptcy, because that is what lure people over to debt consolidation when, right, in fact, there's no law protecting them with that.
Right. And then they tell you that your credit is going to be damaged. And of course, we've got so many other real hard facts to counter that. We have to take a break. Deidre, we would love for you to answer at least one more question about these cars getting repossessed and these judgments, and how bankruptcy can help in that. So we have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Harris. It's WVO attorney Deidre Wood-Stokes, the wealth counselor, breaking down bankruptcy so we can let go, let God, and get to our next level. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Get better every day intentionally with Lens List member attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find attorney Williams on Lens List at www.lenmillionaire.com. That's www.lenmillionaire.com or by calling 888-LEN-123. That's 888-596-6123.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. We have attorney Deidre Wood Stokes, and we are talking about letting go in the season of the harvest so that you can gather up everything that belongs to you. And sometimes you got to get rid of some stuff that just you don't need. I always tell people, if they're coming to get your car, let them take it. You can't afford it. Let them take it. You know, they would have a real difficult time because, see, they would call me and they would think they were scaring me. They would think they would be scaring me because, you know, they act real scary. Ma'am, we're going to come get your car. What time? That's what I would say. What time? I want to make sure you can. You want me to wash it for you? You want me to wash it for you? Because I don't need it because I can't afford it. And you have no idea what could potentially happen. The problem with getting your car repossessed is after they take the car, they still want the money. Now, that just sounds like gangsterdom to me. I just created a word. Anybody who come and take the stuff and then still want to get paid, that look like some stuff on an Al Capone movie or, you know, one of them old car wash movies or something like that. If you do not have the money to pay for it, then you need to contact an attorney. You know, in Monopoly, they say, don't pass go, don't collect $200, go straight to jail. Don't pass go, don't collect $200. Don't even call Lynn Richardson. Call Attorney Stokes. Get to her first. Get to the lawyer first, because depending on how quickly you act, you may or may not keep some rights that you don't know about. Tell us about the whole car repossession thing, Attorney Stokes, and what bankruptcy can do to either preserve the situation or at least release the person of the liability that they're going to have.
So I know we have a limited amount of time. So first, you know, there's two different chapters. There's Chapter 7 and Chapter 13. And so Chapter 7 is liquidation. And so that's where you don't make any payments. And Chapter 13 is where you make payments. So let's say, for instance, you said, let's take your first scenario. You said, I can't afford this at all. I need to turn it in. Maybe there's an interruption in my income. Maybe there's something I'm dealing with and I can't afford it. And even if you restructure this payment, I can't make it, right? So you're going to voluntarily turn it in. But as you said, they still going to want the difference, meaning that we know that a car is a depreciating asset. And so what happens is that car, most times you owe more than what is owed on what the car is value. So when they go and sell it or they go and auction it or do whatever, they want the difference of what you owe them. If you were to turn it in or voluntarily surrender it and file a Chapter 7, you would be discharged of that difference. So you would be basically, you would erase that if you qualify for a Chapter 7. Let's say you want to keep it. Let's say there's been an interruption in, you know, your income and you have to restructure. If you had that car for more than 910 days that you've been paying on it, then what can happen is that we can restructure it. We can actually bring down, put it in a Chapter 13. We can actually reduce, call it a cram down. We can reduce the actual amount that you pay for that car down to the current value of it at the current market rate plus 1%. So you might save on interest, because if you got it at 12 and 13%, you're now looking at like maybe 5 or 5.5. And then if that car that you have, let's say it's only worth $15,000, but you owe $20,000, now we're bringing it down to $15,000. The legislator's idea behind that is that in 910 days, you've paid them enough on a depreciating asset. That company has marketed, has gotten the money from you. So now we can bring it down to market rate, to the market value, and you pay on it. And that's what a Chapter 13 allows you to do.
Wow. So it really kind of forces the person to be up to be upstanding. It forces the creditor. It's like, listen, you have enough money.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've gotten enough money, and this is ridiculous. Tell us about the 722 redemption.
So the 722 redemption is also something in a Chapter 7. So let's say, for instance, you had this vehicle and you're filing a Chapter 7 and you want to keep it. And once again, the car is a depreciating asset, but it also has to have a little bit of value for those 722 redemption companies to want to invest in it. And so what they'll do is they'll come in, bring it down to the actual value of the vehicle as well, because you're saying, I need a Chapter 7. I can make some payment. I don't necessarily need, I don't need to do a Chapter 13 for other things, but I can do this. And the company will qualify you. They'll look at the vehicle. They'll look at the condition that it's in. They'll look at the mileage. And if they will agree to it, they will then take that car, like I indicated. Let's take my example, the $20,000 you own. Let's say now it's only worth $13,000. They'll say, we'll invest in it. We'll give it to you for the $13,000. At their interest rate, and you'll be in a new loan. And so it'll be a post-bankruptcy agreement, so it won't be impacted. And then you'll be in this new agreement, and the other one will go away. The other company will actually just accept the reduced amount.
Wow. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. This is Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. Bankruptcy does not have to ruin your credit. There are people, we know them, we've seen them, who have filed bankruptcy and their credit scores have gone up. Bankruptcy does not have to stop your life. You can buy a house 1 year after filing a Chapter 13 bankruptcy and 2 years after discharging a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Bankruptcy, however, will not get rid of a few debts. Can you tell us those before we have to close out, Attorney Stokes?
Yes, bankruptcy will not get rid of certain student loan debt. However, there are some situations where student loan debt, if you can never return back to work due to a disability, but it won't get rid of that. It will not get rid of payroll taxes, but some of your own taxes it will be able, you know, that you owe. And so those are the type of debts that are not dischargeable.
Gotcha. So is there any relief at all? You just have to figure out how to buckle down and pay those bills. They're never going to go away. Or till death do us part.
What did you say? If there's what?
Some of those bills will never go away. Is it just like until death do us part? You just have these
pretty
bills
much
until whenever?
Well, not so much. Well, or you can actually work out other kind of payment plans with the companies, or they have different type of programs. So there are certain types of debt that you will have to just work on. But they will not, like your taxes, they have certain programs. You know, they have amnesty programs. And as your student loan company, you know, their forgiveness programs, right? So there's different things you can do that you can get other relief once you take care of most of your debt, then you can just deal with at least one.
Understood. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have to go.
Yes,
this has
I know,
been Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes, and she is breaking it down. Go to LynnMillionaire.com, get all her information, reach out to us. We love you all. We want you to have a happy Thanksgiving. Attorney Deidre Stokes, thank you so much for always keeping it real and giving us the knowledge that we need as we let go and embrace the harvest. Talk to y'all next time. Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Lynn Richardson. Are you one of the 20 in 2020? That's right. I'm going to take 20 people in the year of 2020 and help you crack the code to make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000. Visit www.lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Are you one of my 20 in 2020?